What's up, family? Woke Radio coming at you live, where it's all about kicking game to the community and life hacks. Today, I want to talk to you guys about banking black and keeping your dollars with people who look like you and have shared and common interests. Today, we're going to have a segment from Killer Mike. We're going to have a segment from Terry Williams, who's the COO and owner of One United Bank. And we're going to have some little excerpts from Charlemagne. And usually this thing is more of a debate type thing where it's a discussion. But literally today I'm just going to be talking at you. So open up your ears and let's go.
Wow, that's more people than I thought. Shit. All right, I rap. My professional name is Killer Mike. My mother named me Michael Render. So you guys, please, if you tweet about it, please include my actual name, R-E-N-D-R. Is Ace in here? I love you, brother. Good to see you. I want to say this, because I'm not a preacher, I'm not a politician, so I can talk how I want to, I can say what I want to, because I ain't got to worry about black folks getting scared, because most of my audience is white people. I'm going to be as honest with you as I am, young white progressives. If you're not banking black, me and you can't have a conversation. Because you can't tell me to care about black-on-black violence. You can't tell me to care about police-on-black violence. You can't tell me you care about the conditions of your community. If you're a preacher, you can't tell me Jesus loved my community. If you are not putting your money where black people are putting their money. I'm not giving you no exceptions. I'm not giving you no outs. The only out I'll give you is if you're a little nervous, you need to keep a big bank account and just start small here, that's fine. But to not have a blank bank account post this day mean we ain't cool, my nigga. We not cool on no level. If you don't have $100 in a black bank account, you can't talk to me about Michael Jordans. You can't talk to me about black history. You can't talk about me who discriminated against you on your job. You can't tell me the Lord really loved me because you are not putting your money where your mouth is. All right? You understand me? So your prerequisite for if you talk to your auntie today, if you talk to your white friend, your Spanish friend, if you talk to your boyfriend or your girlfriend, is what did you do? With your $100. Now, last night, I was smoking marijuana in a strip club with my wife. And I don't have no shame in saying that because I don't want you to ever mistake me for a preacher or a politician. Hear what I'm telling you. I don't ever want you to mistake me for somebody who's pious. I'm an artist. I rap words for a living, I dance and jam for white people, and I cuss in front of my children, but they get good grades. Before me and my wife left, my wife said, you know, you need to take that last $100, you know what you need to do to it tomorrow. I said, take it to a strip club in Miami? She said, no, nigga. Because that's how she talks to me when she's serious. She said, you need to put it in the bank in front of people tomorrow, because I hadn't started my online account. She said, you need to do it there in person. This is $100. We all have spent $100 over the course of the last week buying fast food. We spent $100 buying a pair of sneakers we like. We spent $100 ordering something off Amazon we like. We spent $100 in the past 7 to 14 days. But did we spend it with one another? I'm not even asking you to spend $100. I'm saying take $100, put it in a bank. And then people call and say, well, what do we do next? Take another $100, put it in the bank. And the following month, take another $100 because you ain't saving the bank. You're teaching yourself to save. You're teaching yourself basic economics. Basic economics is nobody's going to pay my bills. Nobody's going to feed me. Nobody's going to save me. Ain't nobody coming out the sky to break the bank for me. I must save myself. And I will take every one of my dollars and I will put them into my account, and I will learn how to save money. I will learn how to tell myself next week for joints. I will learn how to tell myself I'm going to hold on a little while longer before I pay the cable bill. I'm going to watch local a few more days. This is not about banking black. This is about changing the way you think. I'm not banking black. I'm banking on black people to save themselves. No one is coming to save you. No one loves you. You have no friends. No one's coming down to say, oh man, black people been treated so bad. We got grants for them. Ain't no welfare. Ain't no help. health care. The people who won't say, you look to your left, look to your left, and look to your right. Those are the only allies you have. Those are the only advocates you have. If they don't put their money in this bank, don't talk to them either. We have suffered long enough in this country begging people we say don't like us to like us. We have suffered under systems long enough in this country to say that finally they don't work for us. You know why politicians don't work for you? Because you don't work for politicians. You don't work for politicians because you don't organize your money. You don't organize your money, so you don't have no lobby groups. You don't have no lobby groups, so you ass out again. And I'm saying to you right now, the first step to organizing your money as a collective is learning how to organize your money on your own. Take your 20, your 30, your 40, your 50, and dedicate to saving some money in a black bank every month and develop your discipline. Then what you do? Then you take 300, you get a secured credit card, and you start teaching yourself. See, I'm about them punk-ass joints. And I'm about them joints. And I'm going to pay him off in time, and I'm going to build my credit while I support his punk ass. And I said it like I meant it. Because it shouldn't take you 30 years to give $1 million to the NAACP. It should take you 30 years to apologize for not saying nothing. And I'm not mad at Mike, but I'm mad at us. Because for every pair of Michael Jordans we bought, we could have started two bank accounts. For every pair of Air Maxes we bought, we could have snapped out one pair and opened a bigger bank account. But I'm here to tell you, nobody loves you. Nobody's coming to save you. Ain't nothing coming out of the sky. I don't care who you pray to. I don't care if it look like you or not. Nothing, nothing is going to fix your problem like dealing with yourself will fix your problem. Nobody's going to give you a loan if you're not invested in a bank. And if the big banks ain't giving you a loan, move your money into a smaller bank. Bank Black. Bank small, bank local. Watch your results start to change. Bank black, bank small, bank local. Start demanding that your ministers put the money where you put the money. If I put my money here, you got to put your money here, or I'm not paying tithes anymore. Listen to what I say. I said, go to your minister after church Sunday. I didn't say wait a month. Go to him after church Sunday and say, this is what I did yesterday. What are you going to do Monday? And if he don't say I'm doing something, take all your tithe money back.
Woo. That was heavy. Killer Mike hit home with that one. But I want you guys to hear from the source. So moving forward, I want you guys to tune into One United Bank president and COO owner, Terry Williams.
Thank you for that introduction. As Andrew mentioned, I am president of One United Bank, the largest black-owned bank in the country. And I'm also owner with my husband, Kevin Cohey, of One United Bank, the largest black-owned bank in the country. So for those of you that maybe don't think, you know, wonder whether or not One United Bank is black-owned, here I am. I want to start by thanking Pastor Matthews and the whole Jubilee family, the whole Jubilee Christian Church family, for welcoming us into your home, for partnering with us on this event. I can tell you that we are all incredibly honored to be here. And I can't express enough our gratitude and appreciation for this welcoming. I also want to express our appreciation of your willingness and your embracement of this movement, and that you are really from a religious, from a spiritual, from a community perspective, you are actually embracing our need to focus on our economics. And I can, yeah, absolutely. And I know that Pastor Matthews is going to talk about that. But I want to say that is very unusual. And it is one that we truly, as a black-owned bank and as a bank, truly appreciate. This whole journey really for me in Boston started 20 years ago when I came to the bank, but most recently about a year ago when there was talk about the Olympics coming to Boston. Remember that? The Olympics and the Boston 2024. And a group of us in the black community, leaders and business owners, got together and said, how can we benefit from this Olympics? And we tried to meet with the Olympics committee, and they had no interest in meeting with us. And so we continued to meet, and we realized that we in Boston and in Massachusetts need to focus on a black economic agenda, and that no one was focusing specifically on that. And so we created an organization that you may have seen in the tent called the Black Economic Council of Massachusetts. That was just one of the sparks, I would say, that has happened to be the beginning of this phase, this movement that is happening in our community. There's also other organizations, whether it's the Urban League or the NAACP, that are focusing on economics. There's a group of young people called We Are the Ones. I don't know if there are any of them. They're a group of millennials, okay, that are in Boston, that are also starting to focus on this movement. So you ask, what is this movement? What does it mean to bank black? And why is that important? Killer Mike, a rap artist, a few months ago, got on BET and MTV and said to the black community, move your money to a black-owned bank. That call to action has generated a huge surge in our community of people that are moving their money. We've gone from, One United Bank has gone from opening about 50 accounts a day to opening up to 1,000 accounts a day. In a period of like a few weeks, our community moved $10 million to One United Bank. So again, the question is, what's going on and why? And these are the ways that I try to explain to people what's going on. The what's going on is that this is part protest and part progress. It's basically saying we are not going to let you take our money for granted. And we are also very concerned about all the things that are going on in our community. And this is one thing that we can do that's a positive step that allows us to move forward as a community. So we're going to move our money, which is the protest part, and we're going to move it to a black-owned bank, which is the progress part. The reality is that One United Bank, as the largest black-owned bank in the country, we are $650 million in assets. When we came, when Kevin and I came to Boston and actually came and acquired Boston Bank of Commerce, remember Boston Bank of Commerce? That's still us. We were $50 million. So in the course of the past 15 years, we've grown that bank from $50 million to $650 million. Now, if you read the paper, you would never know that. In fact, if you read the paper, you might read something negative about what's going on with the bank, not the fact that we've grown that bank from $50 million to $650 million and that the largest black-owned bank in the country is headquartered here in Boston. Yes, to you. But what we also have to understand is that if you look at the largest Asian American-owned bank, that bank is $30 billion. If you look at the largest Hispanic American-owned bank, that bank is $20 billion. So even though we've grown and that we're the largest, relative to other things that are going on in other communities, we still have a ways to go. But we're going to get there. Part of the reason that we have a ways to go, and it's something that I think we have to accept about ourselves, is that we believe that their ice is colder. We have, and for good reason, sort of accepted a lot of the negativity that is talked about our community. So when we think of a black-owned business, we have a tendency to think that they are less than. And as we have grown and seen this new increase in customers, we see the questions. The first question is, are they really black owned? So then we go through, you show my face, yes, we're black owned. Then they say, well, wait a minute, are they FDIC insured? We're like, yes, we're FDIC insured, your money is safe. Then they'll say, well, what kind of services are they offering? And we'll go through, hey, we have a second chance checking account for people that have check systems record. We have a secured card for people that need to rebuild their credit. We have home loans. We finance affordable housing. We've done all the things. In fact, all of our branches are located in black communities. And the majority of our lending is to those communities. It is a period of education for people to understand that not only do we offer better rates than Bank of America, better fees than Bank of America or the other large-owned banks, but we are actually truly here to help our community. So it's getting us comfortable with that. And the key is that is something we have to get comfortable with. We have to start to trust each other. We have to start to do business with each other. Because if we can circulate the dollars in our community and grow, whether it's One United or any black-owned bank, to $1 billion, there's no reason that we shouldn't be $1 billion, $2 billion, $3 billion. There's no reason that we shouldn't be circulating dollars in our community more effectively than we are. But it starts with trust. We talk about how it's more than moving your money. It's about moving your mind. And what we mean by that is that it's important for us to embrace collective economics. We spend $1.2 trillion a year. That's more than most countries. And yet, only a small percentage of that do we actually spend in our community. And once you move your money, once you bank black, as I call it, you'll go through a portal. And then you'll start to look around and say, wow, what else can I do? Is there a store I can go to that's black owned? Is there a plumber that I can hire that's black? Is there a law firm I can use that's a black law firm? You start to ask yourself those questions, and to be honest with you, it becomes fun. Because you start to, you know, get exposed to and see businesses that you didn't see before. There's a gentleman that came up to me at this event. New York Dry Cleaning, right around the corner from here, a black-owned dry cleaners. If you're going to use a dry cleaner, why not try a black one? So the key is that we have to start thinking, going through this process and starting to trust and do business with each other. If you move your money to One United Bank, it's still your money. You can still access it. We got online banking and bill pay. We got, you know, you can take a picture of your check and deposit it. We have 25,000 ATMs around the country that are surcharge free. Okay, you can move your money. You can save your money. You can open up a youth savings account for your kids. It's still your money. So this is sort of the basic level of trust. This is why those Asian American banks and Hispanic American banks are $30 billion and $20 billion, because they're like, the simplest thing I can do is to move my money to my community. So I say that to leave you all with, you know, a couple of thoughts. It's important that you recognize that banking, the role of banking is to develop communities. And that's what we take seriously. That's what our goal is at One United Bank. And we not only appreciate you as new customers, but also want to hear from you about what we can do. Because we want you to not only move your money, but also work with us on developing the community. So that's one thought I want to leave with you. The other thought is that it is important. This movement is real. It is important that we recognize that it is part protest and part progress. And that protest part, we're being called upon Our community is being called upon, whether it's Killer Mike or whether it's Martin Luther King, who spoke about people, our community moving our money when he gave his last speech, whether it's Malcolm X, whether it's Marcus Garvey, whether it's Pastor Matthews. We're getting called upon to participate in this protest in order to make progress. And then the last thought is that we're here. We're here in this community, and we will be here. And we welcome all of you to One United Bank.
Go ahead, Terry. Giving it to him straight. Y'all heard it live from the Queen Bee. People these days are super frustrated with how things are. I'm more of a reactionary guy. I don't like to post things on Facebook every time someone gets killed by the police, a hashtag, a meme. I'm that guy who feels like this is not going to do anything. I understand, you know, the basic principles of Wu-Tang Clan. Cream, cash rules everything around me. Money makes this world go round. Put your money in your community so your community can protect you. And Charlemagne the God just said it best.
Charlemagne the God here. And I need black and brown people to know one thing. In the words of Jay-Z, financial freedom's our only hope. From Ferguson to Charlottesville, it feels like we are under attack from crooked cops, hate groups like Vanilla ISIS, and politicians that empower all this hate. Now more than ever, we need to use our money and our minds. All we got is us, but we all we need. We have to start trusting and doing business with each other. It's about collective economics. We need to bank black, buy black, and build black. We got to build the new Black Wall Street, and it starts by going to OneUnited.com and moving your money to One United Bank, the largest black-owned bank in America. That's OneUnited.com. Peace.
Bars. Hey, I'm just hammering you guys away. This is not up for debate. This is a straight dictatorship. We need a leader right now, especially in the state of black finance. It's crazy what's going on. So you heard it. We got the tools. We're equipped. Let's move. I'm all in. I just got my secured card to build my credit score, an online savings account. And I'm all in, and I can't wait to see, you know, some of the changes that's going to be coming through in our communities. And I hope you guys know that this bank, they're looking to help people like you. They're looking to help people who are black-owned businesses. They're looking to help people who are trying to buy homes, but, you know, for one reason or another, were denied for a loan. They're looking to help you get out of that bucket, so... We got a tool, now it's up to us to use it. Woke Radio, where it's all about life hacks and kicking game to the community. Hell yeah. Too long. Tell you what though. Hell yeah. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard, but I'm afraid to die. Cause I don't know. Long time coming, and I know. Change gon' come. Oh yes, it will. It's been a long time.